You are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of The Show. I am your host, Kieran Zanadulo, as always joined by Miles Sprong. Miles?
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's just he and I today. We're the only ones in the room.
It's just me, Oos.
We're just chilling here. And it is our last couple of days before we go off on break for Thanksgiving.
Thank goodness. Why these 2 days of school are necessary? No idea. I guess I'm here.
Yeah, we're here anyways. We're chilling. And it's been a eventful week, I would say. The last week was fairly eventful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had, what did you have last week?
I had my senior musical production of Footloose.
Mm-hmm.
I had 4 shows. They all went great.
It's good to hear.
But, yeah, now I know, Dad, you're probably going to, you know, say something about how, he's talking about how tired he is. But no, I'm exhausted from it. I was up entirely too late every night this weekend. I slept until 4 on Sunday.
Ooh.
Or 4:30, so I slept through the first part of the Packer game. And then, and now I'm still exhausted.
As you should, you would be.
I need this break more than anything. pretty decent weekend. A lot of emotions, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing.
Yeah. I had a big project for my government class all last week. And because I was sick, I didn't get a lot of work done during those 2 days that I was out, because I didn't have the rubric. I did what I could during those 2 days I was out.
Yeah.
And then I speed ran through it, got it all checked by my teacher on those last 3 days. Stressed as I have ever been. The most anxiety I have felt working on a project in school.
Yeah,
and then
I
got it done, and I am very confident that I will get a good grade on it.
That's good.
Yeah. Then it was my girlfriend and I's 1 year anniversary.
Booyah.
Yeah, we went out to the art museum downtown. We watched the Dali exhibit in the loom. It was very cool.
I totally thought you said the Louvre, and I was like, wait, you went to Paris?
No. No, if I could afford to go to Paris, we would have been there all week.
Yeah.
I would not be here if I could afford to go to Paris.
Fair enough, honestly.
Listen, if I could afford to go to Paris, do you think I would be sitting here right now?
Yes. Because I'm awesome. Why did I say that so slowly? My brain is not functioning correctly.
I know that feeling. Well, it's been an eventful week, and it is now going to be a very uneventful 2 days.
Thank goodness, I need that in my life.
So we don't really have much to talk about, do we?
Well,
we got Thanksgiving. Well, we've done a Thanksgiving episode.
I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
I am too. Because, and I've said this multiple times, my grandma makes meatballs for Thanksgiving.
You like the meatballs.
I love my grandma's meatballs. They are, she will make, a whole crock pot of meatballs, and ooh, I will walk away with a quarter of the pot. No one else gets any
of
them.
You just cut the pot into 4,
into quadrants, and I just take all of them.
Oh, yeah.
There will not be anything left.
Yeah, me too. I think we might. Wow, I sound under the influence of something.
You're in a bit of a state right now, aren't you?
I don't know what's going on with my brain right now.
That seems to be kind of the vibe around the studio today. It's been a lot of, what? Huh?
Yeah. Like, even just in Studio B, I've said some things today where I'm like, what did I just say?
Yeah, it's the vibe around here right now. It's the 2 days right before we go on a 3 day break.
It's school hangover.
Nobody is really like wanting to be here. I'm fine being here. I liked being on the show and whatnot. But everybody's vibe around the studio right now is pretty much just we are saying things, but we aren't aware of it.
Yeah, no. Like I said something. I can't remember what it was.
I didn't really know I was here until maybe like 20 minutes ago. I thought I just like at home.
That's actually happened to me so many times here. Sometimes I'm like, wait, huh? How did I get on the show?
I was doing some work on some writing stuff in Studio D.
Yeah.
And then I started getting a little tired and I was just like, yeah, I'll just take a quick power nap. So I set a timer on my phone for 10 minutes, went sideways in the big rocking chair and I just dozed off. And then I woke up and I was like, oh crap, I'm late. And then I realized, wait, no, I'm already here. I heard the alarm go off. I looked at my phone, saw 9:06, and I was like, oh no, I'm late. And then I realized, wait, I'm already in the studio.
I think everyone's cognitive of, oh, whoa, what am I think everyone's cognitive awareness is like just so depleted today.
I know. It's because it's like we just came out of a weekend.
Uh-huh.
We have 2 days here, and then we're going to go into a 5-day weekend.
Yeah.
So nobody is like, everybody is on the schedule right now of a break. They're already on break mentality. Dude, I was already on break mentality.
I was on break mentality like 3 weeks ago. I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm so ready for this break. You have no idea.
Listen, man. Wednesday, I'm sleeping in.
Me too.
I'm going to enjoy myself sleeping in.
Yeah, me too.
I work that Wednesday. But then Thanksgiving Day, straight to Vincent's. And I will be eating meatballs and entire cans of black olives.
Oh, I love black olives.
Listen. My grandma has to buy multiple cans every year because she knows that I will be eating a majority of them. They will be mine. I will not be challenged. No one will try to stop me from eating the olives. They will make a comment about it, and then I will eat them anyway.
No, like there was for prom, I went to my date's friend's house. Mm. For dinner, like it was me and her and then her friend and her date, and her dad it was May 4th, so mm-hmm. he made like Star Wars themed food. It wasn't really Star Wars themed, he kind of just like had names for it. But like he made these smoked pork belly tacos.
Ooh.
Oh, they were so good. But they looked at me like I had three heads and was like, you have any black olives for these? And they're just like, do we have any what? And I'm like, black olives. And they're like, I mean, normally we have some, but I don't think we do. And I was like, it was very unfortunate. And sometimes sometimes the friend's boyfriend is like, or no, my date's friend's brother is like whenever I mention you, my dad's like, oh, does he still like black olives? And I'm like, that's such a weird thing to remember about me.
Like, that's just like another part of my person at
this
point.
Yeah, like that is not anything that I'm like,
remember me by. That's just a fun little quirk. Yeah, I eat black olives.
Yeah, I just like olives. I don't think that that's like really insane or anything.
It's like if I went to Thanksgiving dinner and everybody referred to me as Olive Guy. It's like I have a name, man.
Well, no, because he's on our dad's show choir crew, and I'm also on the show choir crew, and I'm like, and I've done like a bunch of lights stuff, so he knows me from other places.
Yeah,
I don't know why that's the thing he remembers me for, but I guess it is, and that's what I'm gonna have to live with. until I graduate.
Yeah, you have to live with the branding of Olive Guy.
Olive Guy from Paul. That's his name, Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, his name's Paul. I love Paul. He's really cool.
Paul is such a name.
Out of all the names, Paul's definitely one of them.
It feels just like... This entire conversation feels like the conversations that someone would have if they were both under the influence of something. This feels like a conversation like, have you seen the TED show on Peacock?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. What do you got there? What's being shown?
I have an office request.
Oh no. Do I have to take over?
We'll get Brody West in here.
Yeah, Brody. Have Brody come in here to take over for a minute.
Brody.
Brody.
Can you take over for the show?
Yeah. Welcome, Brody.
Hola. What is the... Is this Versus?
No, this is the show. Oh. Versus is Friday. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we're just talking...
Are we on air right now?
Yeah, we're on air, man.
Oh. Hola.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome into the room. We're just... Right now, we're just talking about our lack of cognitive ability right now because we are about to go into break and none of us are operating at the right efficiency.
Not wrong. Well, senioritis, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, my gosh, just so bad.
Talk about it for a minute. Let's
just, like, I just don't care. It's like, imagine, like, the thing is like, even this happened to my grandpa when he was just in sophomore year. Because he got accepted into college his sophomore year.
Dang.
And he just gave up. He got, because it couldn't be revoked. He just gave up and just didn't care throughout high school. I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I could have done that.
If I was able to just, like, not do anything now, that would be the thing.
That'd be awesome.
I'm already in, I've got accepted into VU. I'm going to VU.
Yeah.
But Vincent's? Vincent's. I still do have to do work.
Yeah. I wish, man. Senioritis is so bad.
I wish I could graduate right then.
It's just like, as soon as... That's the thing is like, why can't I? Why can't... As soon as I get accepted to college, what do I... Like, I'm accepted into college. Why do I have to still be here? Let me go to campus.
I don't know. Prom?
I don't want to be in a prom. I don't care about prom.
I do. That's why I'm going.
I'm not going. I haven't never been to prom. Not once.
Never? Not Mm-mm. once. Mm-mm. I enjoyed it. I went junior year, and I thought that it was a blast, and I'm going to go this year. I don't know what the theme's going to be this year.
Yeah.
But I think I might actually be on theme.
There you go. Atta boy.
Yeah, because last year, the theme was Night of Lights.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Everybody had, like, these light-up bracelets and whatnot. My girlfriend and I straight up went in just all black.
You know what you should have done?
Hmm.
You should have done that, but you should have gotten a little bit, little battery pack, wrapped yourself in LED lights, and walked in.
Just walked around covered in Christmas lights.
Yep.
That would have been fun. I might have to do that.
And all black would have worked, because you'd be like, oh, I'm dressed in lights. I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea what you're talking about. It was a fancy tux, too.
There you go.
Yeah. We went to, what's the place called? There was a men's warehouse is where we went. Your prom was at the zoo?
Yeah, it was bad.
It was at the zoo?
Yeah.
Indianapolis Zoo?
Yes.
For prom? With the animals?
Probably. I didn't go. Because I was like, as soon as I heard it was at the zoo, I'm like...
That sounds like such a terrible idea.
I think it was, from what I heard. No diss on Mooresville or anything, but like... A little bit of better selection on your part from their prom.
See, okay. Homecoming was an interesting thing.
It's always at my school.
So homecoming was the first homecoming that I went to junior year.
Yeah.
Was in the auxiliary gymnasium. It was like our backup gym.
Yeah.
And it was maybe half of the room was being used. Maybe half.
That's so bad.
They didn't have concessions.
I remember...
They didn't have... snacks or drinks. They didn't even have like a water cooler. Nothing. No drinks. Just go into the gym, dance around for a bit, and then you're not allowed to leave.
Pass out.
Yeah, and then you're not allowed to leave.
Yeah.
The DJ that they hired, funniest thing ever. Cause he had zero experience.
Jeez.
It was like they got him on Fiverr. The dude had an 18-year-old MacBook. And
oh, man.
He had really nice equipment, though. And I was just like, how do we allow this man?
I think mine was worse.
Was it?
I didn't go to this one. I think it was my junior year. Apparently, they didn't even... You know how, like, most times they have speakers on stands, like the big box speakers, like one of those? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what ours was?
Hmm.
It was a pill.
Oh, no.
It was a speaker.
Your homecoming had a pill speaker?
That was the only speaker.
Oh, no.
It was... They stepped it up this year, though.
Yeah.
They had, like, big everything, cookies.
Our homecoming this year was a much better experience because...
I think our student council just was not.
So Avon has not ever had a really good reputation for homecoming dances.
Right.
But this year's student council was just like, we got to step it up, man. So we got into the student commons this time. It was not the gymnasium.
Yeah.
We were in the commons area, taking up a big spot in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
We had cookies.
Yup.
We had juice.
Yup.
We had chips.
Yup.
And we had a DJ.
Nice.
A good DJ.
Good.
And the DJ was 85 years old.
What was he playing?
Everything.
Really?
Dude, like the exact right music. I kid you not, he played Fiend and crowd surfed.
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Successfully.
An 85-year-old man was crowd surfing? An
85-year-old man, and he crowd surfed. We called him DJ Biden, and it was the funniest.
That's hilarious.
Because he was like... It was uncanny. The dude looked exactly like President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden took a day off, came to Avon
to DJ for our homecoming dance.
Sure.
But he was like, he was good.
I bet. I mean, all that experience.
Yeah, he was been around for a while.
He knows the old good music around 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
The bangers from 2000s, the bangers from 2010, the bangers from the 90s, the
and 80s. Apparently the 60s, because he played Chuck Berry at one point.
He played Chuck Berry. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Teachers were probably digging that one.
Yeah, I know the Principal Shockley was absolutely having a blast with that one.
I bet.
He loved Chuck Berry. It was Johnny B. Goode.
Yeah.
That was what they played. And I think it was really funny because Johnny B. Goode transitioned into an NSYNC song.
NSYNC?
Yeah, he transitioned Johnny B. Goode into NSYNC with some really whack buildup.
Okay.
Like, he mixed his own transition.
That's insane.
This 85-year-old man.
What a legend.
Absolute legend. He had such good equipment, too. Like, his speakers, like these, right?
Yeah.
Like, he had the good speakers.
Yeah.
But you know what else he had?
What?
Two gigantic tower speakers.
What?
6 feet tall, heaviest subs I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so funny when out of nowhere, he, like, they kicked on, like, these spotlights. He had lasers and a fog machine, and he played Bangarang.
Lasers is crazy.
Dude, this is our homecoming dance. I can't wait
to see what the student council for your school does for prom.
Dude, I know. This year was ridiculous for homecoming. I don't know what they were on when they thought of this, but oldest DJ I have ever seen playing the widest variety of music of all time.
That's one for the books right there, boys.
Yeah, that's great.
Well, for the books.
This prom is going to be just like a straight up Lost Lands set.
I think I'm going to go to Perry's because that's where my girlfriend goes to school.
Yeah.
And I think because we went to my homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
And then now we're and I'm not like good at introducing people to friends and stuff. So like, and she didn't have anybody there. Well, like I'm not that social.
Yeah.
Outside of here. But my girlfriend is very social.
Yeah.
So she'll have a lot more fun time and I'll be chilling.
The advantage between my girlfriend and I going to the same school
is you guys have like
most we go to the same things and we have the same friends. Like our friend group, when we went to homecoming, we went with all of our friends, and my buddy Reese just out of nowhere started hitting the most like outrageous dance moves. You know the game Lethal Company?
Yeah.
He was hitting the shuffle.
Oh, man.
Out of nowhere, he hit, like, the Russian kick dance, like, flawlessly. Gangnam Style came on, and he hit that, like, the choreography exactly like it was in the music video with no error whatsoever.
That's insane.
And anytime, like, I tried to, like, film it, and, okay, hold on. I need you to...
Need me to what?
He, out of nowhere, during the song, like, he dropped his phone, took off his suit's jacket, and went...
There's no way.
Yeah, he hit it exactly.
That's insane.
To the listeners, if you've ever seen the music video for Gangnam Style,
he did, like, the shuffle for Gangnam Style.
He did the shuffle, like, where he shuffles side to side, like, in a line, looks up to the sky. He hit it flawlessly. Hey,
is that
Miles.
Mic broke, by the way?
We're going to find out.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's working.
It's not the fact that it's not working. It's the fact that it's limp.
Oh, yeah, the mic is limp.
There you go.
Oh, you got it.
Hooray.
Yeah.
Hi, Miles.
Hi.
Welcome back. We're talking about Gangnam Style.
I had a couple unexcused absences.
Ah.
I had 5 absences overall. 3 of them were excused. 2 are not. So
it's fine.
See, my mom has forgotten to call 1 absence of mine. And that was not included on my office call a couple days ago.
Huh, interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm lucky I get away with things.
Yeah.
Apparently.
They still haven't found the body.
We're just like that because we're all, you know, ambassadors.
Yeah. Yeah. They still haven't found the bodies.
All 3 of us are ambassadors.
Yeah, we're right? All ambassadors.
Yes, sir.
You know what that means? We get to.
We get to boss around. No, I'm just kidding.
We get to boss around
they
children.
Don't boss around anybody.
Nah, that's a shame.
Gonna boss around Jason Wish. Brown.
We have we have authority
specifically?
Here.
I don't know. just think it'd be fun.
It'd be fun to just tell everybody what to do.
Does Jason just be like really mad about it the whole time?
My mom just texted me. You got called to the office? Yeah, every time we have like 3 absences.
It's insane.
We have to go down to the office.
It's like
every 5 is what
every
they say.
5 absences?
Yeah.
And since I was absent for 2 days in a row, I had been absent before, so I had to go down.
Yeah.
Nothing happened, but that's just what they do here.
It's school.
There's like, hey. Okay. Hey, you were gone 5 times. Okay, sorry. Just don't do it again.
Yeah, just don't do that.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
See ya. It's that simple.
That's all that happens.
And then, like, they'll sometimes send a letter home, and it makes your parents think it's so much worse than it is, and it's actually not.
No.
Because Mr. Proud would be like, hey, how's your radio stuff doing? I'm like, it's pretty good. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Because we talk to each other so at games and stuff.
Mr. Pratt had to tell me, sometimes I send a letter home, and it seems a lot more serious than it actually is, but it's really just to let the parents
That's
know.
That's what he just told me 5 minutes
ago. Yeah. That's and it thing. Feels like at that point, just like...
That's at every school, though.
Just call.
Yeah, just be like, hey...
Don't send a physical letter home. That makes it seem much
so
more...
So official.
It's so official. It seems so serious. I feel like that's like something that could be handled with a voicemail. All
right.
Just like, hey, your kid's been absent a few times. Okay, bye.
Hey, your kid's been absent. It's all good though. Like, he's not in trouble or anything. Like, they need to put it on there. Like, hey, by the way, your kid's not in trouble.
Yeah, this is not a major issue.
Just make sure he gets to school.
Kieran has been absent 5 times. Okay, bye. That's it. Sincerely.
Kieran has been absent 5 times. He's not in trouble or anything. Just wanted to let you know. Bye.
Peace, y'all.
It's really funny because all of them have been excused.
I know.
That's why it's so funny to me. Because it's like, hey, man, you've been absent a lot. And I was like, yeah, I was sick. He's like, we know. I'm like, so why am I down here? He's just like, just making sure. It's so
dumb.
Just making sure you're sick. Just making sure that you're sick.
Making
like
sure that you're deathly ill and on your deathbed.
It was so funny to me when I got called down there because he was like, hey, man, you've been absent a while. And I'm like, yeah, my mom's called it in. And he's like, yeah. I said, yeah, I was sick. And he's like, yeah. Like, can I go? And he's like, yeah. Why'd you call me down in the first place? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, it was like, just making sure you're okay.
I think it's like, you're obligated. They're obligated or something.
They have to check or something. But it's really funny because Avon didn't do that.
Oh, my school could not care less.
Yeah, they don't care.
No. Just get out of high school. Like, get out. Leave.
Leave. Be gone.
Go to college. I don't care.
And then when you get to college, they just don't care. They'll just make you drop the class.
Yep. Hey, you've been absent like 55 times. No hey, more class
been,
for you.
Hey, you've been late to class by 2 minutes, 4 times. Bye-bye. No more credit hours.
So bad. You having fun over there?
I'm trying to fix the
No,
mic.
It's limp. I hate when it's limp.
You're struggling a little bit, aren't you?
Yes. Why?
Hold on, maybe have fun I... there.
It's, there you go. Yeah, there you
there
go.
There you go. Yeah, you had to stretch it out a little bit. That'll fix the problem.
Gosh, let me tell you about this. I was hooping last night, playing basketball.
Yep.
And
shut up, Miles.
And so I was coming home and I was yawning, so I went like this. And the bottom of my chin cramped up.
Yep, I have that. Mm-hmm.
And it cramped and I freaked out. So I like lit because I was driving.
Yeah.
I was my chin was cramping while driving. So like I literally had to like look up so it stretched out. It was so bad.
Yeah, so what I do when that happens, if I yawn too much, if I like stretch my jaw out, what I do is I just open it a little wider and I'll just go.
Yeah, and it works. Just hurts.
It hurts so bad. And you don't expect it. It never comes out when I, because it's never like on every yawn.
Right.
Sometimes I'm just talking or laughing.
Yeah.
If my mouth is open any amount,
there's a chance.
Just.
It's right here under like the
yeah right there by there. The throat. It's like
has you ever gotten the chin?
You ever gotten the chin cramp, Miles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have the most devious side part. I just noticed that. Like that's like
the side part. Yeah, rocks it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I need
he's always
haircut.
Got a hood on though.
I need a haircut.
Yeah, he always has the hood on because he knows the rest of it's less than ideal.
So wait.
No, it's because...
Does Plainfield, like, not make you guys take your hoods off?
No.
They don't?
Neither does Avon.
You guys are so lucky.
They let us wear hats.
They used to, like, be really strict about it, but not anymore. Like, my brother got a really bad haircut.
Where do you go?
And he just walks around with a hat.
Mooresville doesn't let you wear hats?
I don't think so. No. They're like, take your hood down.
What, do they think you have a bomb under there?
I don't know.
Okay.
Do they think that you're hiding the narcotics under there?
Yes.
No.
Like the hood is up.
Where are the drugs?
It's
Mooresville,
Indiana.
Yeah, Mooresville, Indiana is not the place that would happen.
Indiana's rural.
Yeah, all that's rural. Like, Mooresville is such a nice place to go.
No.
I go there for food every once in a while. It's really
food,
nice.
Yeah.
I like it there.
The place, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Better than Avon, I would argue.
It's not hard.
They
though.
Just fixed Dan Jones like last week.
I'm not gonna lie. If someone that's listening is from Avon, from that, you might be like
mad,
burned at the stake, saying that Mooresville is better than Avon.
Oh no! The only people that I'm sure are living in Avon that are listening right now are my mom and dad.
There you go. What were you saying though about Dan?
So Dan Jones is like the main road in Avon.
Yeah.
It takes us straight to Plainfield, right?
Okay.
But it also is the road that the high school is on.
Okay.
And for the past 3 months, it was closed entirely. Because they were doing construction.
That's awful.
They opened it back up. It was wider now. It's wider. It's a two-lane road now. They switched out a really terrible intersection with a roundabout.
That's good.
Yeah. Usually it will be a very good choice. Except the traffic now is 8 times worse.
It's probably because of the roundabout.
No, the roundabout is actually the only good decision.
So why is it so much worse?
They opened up 2 extra lanes of traffic.
Uh-huh.
And people drive like idiots when there's an extra lane of traffic.
That's true.
I have seen 2 people get pulled over. For driving like idiots in the 2 lanes of traffic, like bobbing and weaving, because they're high school kids.
Yeah.
They haven't had to deal with 2 lanes coming all the way to the high school. They've just been on like, they've had 1 lane there, 1 lane back, right?
Yeah.
But now that there's an extra lane opened up, they're like, oh, so I can just go.
Yeah, right. No.
So the kid in the Volkswagen that's riding up on people's back... And then just
tailgating.
Bobbing and weaving between people when the student resource officers that are just on the road there see that happening.
Never Funniest hear, thing I've never ever seen. Hear like student resource officers. I think of the safety patrol from Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
where he pushes all of the kids into the construction pit.
Yeah.
My school doesn't have bad drivers. It's so the resource officer literally will pull you over for going 5 miles over the speed limit at school.
See, Avon he just does bored. Have bad
he's
drivers.
He's just bored. So he's just like, oh, he's 5 miles over?
Dude, there's like a fender bender in the parking lot every day. I'm not even kidding.
I don't see that. The only thing that's ever happened to me is just my car just... You know, there's plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like ripped off my car.
Dang.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that.
Didn't see that. I'll have to see that.
Yeah, it was bad.
I think that the funniest thing
and that's the other ever side, happened. Like, so the other, Miles, the other side, when I went to the school that day, it fell off and then it got stuck under my tire and I drove and it ripped it all off.
Oh, no.
So it's a good thing because the plastic is annoying.
Oh,
to, like,
no.
But all the plastic got ripped off from under my car.
I had some car issues.
I was gonna take it off the next time I had tools for it,
because
I was like, "This is annoying." Because it's hard to get to places when that like plastic stuff is covering it up.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was like, "I'm just gonna take it off," and then it just ripped off, and I was like, oh,
"I had cool. a very funny experience while I was getting an oil change a couple days ago."
I do my own oil,
so I don't dumb. Because I haven't changed my oil myself before. This really? Was the first time I did it. Yeah. I wasn't expecting it to be $100, but. Anyways, I went in to get the oil changed. I went through the whole process, and a dude dropped the bottle. He dropped
of
the
oil?
Gallon. Yes,
of, oil?
Of something.
Oh man!
He dropped a gallon of something, and it splashed over my hood of my car, landed all over my windshield, got into the actual like engine, got into the area. Into all the car stuff.
Yeah.
And the dude had to be walked out of the room over to an emergency wash sink by two other guys.
What happened to your car?
My car was fine. Okay. They got everything cleaned up with
man.
No extra charge.
What's
they actually
wrong with
gave
my
me
car?
They actually gave me a discount, which was very nice of them.
Nice.
But
it still was $100. Apparently
what happened is the guy went in, he dropped the gallon of coolant.
Coolant?
And it got a little bit of it in his left eye. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yikes.
So I asked...
Is he blind?
I asked the guy, what happens if it's coolant? And he said, blind. One word. That's all he said.
He's
said,
blind.
I was like, holy crap. I just watched a dude lose his eyesight.
He said he only got him in
one eye.
Okay.
But only a little bit of it, too. The guy came back out and finished working on my car.
What a legend.
I thought that was the funniest thing that I've ever seen.
Did you ask him if he could still see?
I did.
Can he?
He said, yeah. He said, you know those floaters you have in your eyes?
He's going blind. He's so blind.
He said it's literally just like he has a speck in this corner of his eye. A
really?
Speck.
Wow.
It was a drop. It's not like it splashed his entire eye with coolant. But
like
he
jumped
was,
in the pool.
Yeah. It's not like he jumped in and opened his eyes all the way up. No, it was like a little drop got into his eye, right in the corner.
Burned his eye.
Burned a little bit. The dude said that it hurt.
Well, I mean,
but they have the emergency eye wash.
Anything going in your eye hurts.
They have the, like... You know, like in chemistry labs in school, they have the emergency eye wash stations.
Yeah,
he had that, and he went like straight to it.
I bet
he came back
you
out.
You don't understand how fast. If coolant got in my eye, I would be able to get myself out. That's how much adrenaline would be running through my body, and just go straight, just wash my eyes out.
Yeah, I would just be like,
you have to stand there for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, you have to be there. In that thing,
you have to
holding your eyes open. Yeah. It hurts, too, because it's high-pressure water.
Yeah.
Miles is falling asleep.
I'm not falling asleep.
Miles, are
my
you sleepy?
Eyes, dude, I'm so exhausted from this weekend.
Real.
It's because of the coolant.
It's because of the coolant. Yeah, I got coolant in my eye. I was actually the one working on your car.
Yeah.
The dude, but after all of that, they were like, yeah, you're good.
Okay, bye.
We fixed all of your issues.
Nice.
The reason, it was expensive is because I had to change an air filter on my engine.
Why would you do that?
Because it had never been changed.
How long have you had the car?
Like, I've had the car for 2 years. My dad's had it for 5.
Oh, yeah. You need to get a change.
I saw what the new filter looked like. He showed me a new filter first, and it was, like, nice white. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And then he showed me the one that he pulled out of my engine, and it was black.
Maybe it's a different brand.
No.
No?
No. It's the same one.
You know what I hate about some truck drivers? Not to diss every truck driver on earth, but when their exhausts are like super open and they and they push on the throttle really hard and just black,
it's not
cancerous
even,
smoke
it's
comes
not
out
even
of their car.
Truck drivers, it's not even only truck drivers.
I just don't like that when like when people put those like mufflers on their car.
Just hate, drivers. Period.
I hate it when it's a Dodge Charger. Just, any like muscle car
just
that
like,
does
why?
That. Though. It's like that. All that tells me is that you suck.
You're not a good person.
You're not a fun guy to hang around. That's all that it tells me.
If you ever come up to me and you start talking to me, I'm like, oh, this guy's cool. And he's like, yeah, I got the thing on my car where like the black smoke comes out. I'm like, bro, leave.
Yeah, it's just, my face. At that point, it's either like I leave or I punch him in the mouth. I'm not. Like,
if I drive to drive through that.
Yeah.
What if there's a deer on the other side?
I hit it because
there's black smoke in my face.
If the black smoke is blocking my vision and I have to go through the smoke, I am going to find the car that is emitting the smoke and yell.
And it was because, like, he wanted to get over. I thought he was getting off at the exit I was getting off of, which is fine. This man didn't even get off the exit. He got back into the other lane after he sped up to get around me and got back into the lane he was already in. There was, like, nobody in front of him for a mile.
Why?
He just wanted to get in front of me. So he sped up. Black smoke comes out of his car. I drive through it. He drives up. He gets into the lane that I'm in. Then later I see, oh, he's getting out of that lane and blowing more black smoke. I wanted to, like, just run his car into a tree.
I think that the worst thing that has ever been invented, and I've said it multiple times on this show, with both of you in the room.
Probably.
LED headlights.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's to a point now where I am very, very seriously considering a possibly illegal car modification. You know those reflective strips they put on high-vis vests?
Yeah. You gonna do that?
I want to put that on my back windshield.
Is it illegal?
I don't know. I'm going to Google
look it up.
I'm going to find out.
Because I think if you obscure your license plate, it's illegal.
Well, no.
It wouldn't obscure his license
plate. It wouldn't obscure my license plate.
It'd be in the window.
It would be the window. So here's what I will do. If it's not illegal,
I'm going to
get high-vis reflective tape.
Okay.
Put it on my car.
Uh-huh.
So that anytime somebody's coming up behind me flashing their brights at me, they get a taste of their own medicine.
It's just so annoying. Like, I know how they know it. I know they know how it feels because there's people with, like, you know what you're doing to people because you see it being done to yourself.
Yeah.
And I guarantee when you're in your car, like, oh, I hate this. It's so bright.
The only time I do the headlights at people is if they're going so slow.
Oh, yeah.
If they're
flash it real quick.
Yeah, if anyone's driving like an idiot, I'll flash my brights real quick before I honk at them. If they don't do what I need them to do after the flash... Yeah, I just give him the little 2-beep courtesy honk. I have had to honk my horn at somebody in anger before.
I have.
I have come close.
I have.
I have honked my horn at somebody because they've done something stupid. It was a semi. What did the semi do?
The scariest thing in my life. I'm like halfway through the semi, driving past it. Luckily, there's a shoulder lane, which is pretty big, so I could have got off. He turns on his turn signal. As soon as he turns on his turn signal, without looking, starts to merge. And so I'm here. He's getting closer and closer. I cocked it back my hand, and I went. And he was like, and I was like, I hate semis.
The only time I've ever had to honk my horn at somebody was... While I was driving, there was this old woman that started merging into my lane.
There's your problem.
It's not just that. She and I were right next to each other.
Old people driving.
She was like, so she was here. Yeah. I was here.
Yeah.
We were going the same way.
Right.
And she hit her turn signal. So I pulled back a little bit and I slammed on it. And she immediately went, whoop. But here's the kicker. This is a 3-lane road.
Yeah.
She went 2 lanes over and another guy honked at her.
That poor lady.
No, not that poor lady.
No, I mean, that poor lady shouldn't be driving.
No, if you cannot, like...
If you can't look to your left, like, I could see you face to face. I looked you in the eye as you turned into my lane. If you can't decide, I shouldn't do this.
There should be some other test. Once you get above the age of 70...
You need to take another driver's test.
No, it's not, you need to take a different driver's test. That, yeah. That tests your... Not your, like, oh, I know this, this, and this. You need to be your able to drive on actual awareness.
Yes. Your ability to make decisions while driving.
Quick decisions.
Yeah.
Because it's not... I'm not going to put myself at risk because you make a decision. I honk at you. You make another bad decision by going all the way to the other lane and almost hitting somebody else.
Yeah.
I think in conclusion, drive good.
Yeah. In conclusion... Don't be stupid behind the wheel of a car. Uber. Yeah, Uber. But make sure it's a good... If you're old Uber, make sure it's a good Uber. Or ask your grandchild to drive you somewhere.
Get an Uber Black.
Or ask your child to grab you to drive you somewhere.
Literally.
Anyways, thank you everybody for listening to this episode of the show. I've been Kieran Sandulo. That's been Miles Sprong. And this has been Brody West, who came in about halfway in. Just carried that one section there. Has held a better conversation with me than Miles in his delirium.
Oh, man. This is Miles.
No, yeah. It's true. I don't know what I have been saying this entire time.
It's been mostly coherent. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a good Thanksgiving. Goodbye.